Well, I thought the theme of this concert is cannot be better. You know, harmony to me, it's not just music. I mean, I think we use harmony in music quite often. And it's music, but also it's human relations. It's a certain atmosphere that we all share as human beings. So being in one harmony, it's the most incredible thing.
As a musician, what do you think is the significance of music can play in promoting peace, understanding, and harmony among people all over the world?
Well, I think if people listen to more music, less confrontation, I think that it will be a better world. You know, actually, I read a quote. It was very interesting that, of course, this person is very idealistic. He said, you know, only if the world, instead of running gas, you know, for cars, if cars could be run on music, would be so incredible. So to me, I think it's a very idealistic thing. But if people do teach music and people share music, people listen to music, I think we're all going to live in a better world.
As a renowned musician and as a chief oboe soloist of many orchestra, including the New York Philharmonic, you've visited many countries, including North Korea. Can you share the experience with us?
I was very fortunate to be on this trip. Obviously, we were on a tour in Asia. We took off from Beijing and went all the way to Pyongyang, North Korea. And, you know, people treated us very warmly. And in the beginning of the concert, I thought people were somewhat stiff, actually, you know, very formal. But end of the concert, we played a song. It's called the Arirang, which is actually a very sad Korean song. It's about separation, actually. It's about a man and a wife. But in this case, it's from North Korea to South Korea, actually. So people were absolutely in tears. Music spoke, you know, I am Chinese American. You know, obviously we share different political views with North Korea, but we all share the same language, which was the language of music.